All right, you just heard an intervention by Russian Roulette and Rola. But before we get to Sinai, I want to play one more song by Roz Raskin. This is the cover song of Under My Umbrella, the cover song with Rihanna. This is from the YouTube that she mentioned in the interview. And here is Roz Raskin with Umbrella. Here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show.
Hi, I'm Roz Raskin. I'm a singer-songwriter from Providence, Rhode Island. I'm covering a song called Umbrella by Rihanna, which, as you all know, is a hip-hop song, which isn't really my thing, so I'm gonna try to work it out.
We're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, Rich Production Radio, of course, sponsored by Rich Productions, of course. Pete's in the control room now, and of course, I'm with my next guest, of course, Sinai. But before I get to Sinai, I just want to remind the listeners out there, Reality Resource Music Management and Ambitious Records presents singer-songwriter Rola, her CD release party, hosted by me, of course, Derek Shapiro, at Borders Books, 3101 Cobb Parkway. Again, 3101 Cobb Parkway. right in Cobb County, Atlanta, Georgia, Saturday, November 8th, 2008 at 7 p.m. Again, Saturday, November 8th, 2008 at 7 p.m. Sponsored by RollerZone.com. Of course, Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.DerekShapiroShow.com. Of course, we have Sinai. Of course, that's the name of a temple I go to. Temple Sinai, of course. How'd you get the name Sinai?
You know, it's actually a funny story. Of, you know, first of all, hello, everyone. This is Sinai.
All right.
Yes. When I was younger, in high school, we went to a university to go study, you know, our art forms. You know, went to a ghetto school, and they afforded us the opportunity to go to a university and get some extra study while we were in high school.
Sure.
So it was a summer program and a lot of artistic kids there. And everyone in the hall was a rapper.
Really?
You know, kind of like today. You know, not everyone was good, but everyone was a rapper.
Right.
Kind of like today. Anyway, all jokes aside, so I had this one roommate, and he had this, you know, had this crazy name and stuff, and he asked me, you don't got no rap name? And I said, well, nah, I just been, you know, I just rap.
Really?
He said, man, you need a rap name. And so, you know, being that my faith is strong, rooted, you know, in Jesus, you know, I had to get up in the Bible. I looked at the index, and I looked through names that sounded cool, because back then, Wu-Tang and everybody was cool, and you had to have a crazy name.
Exactly.
You know, and then I put down all the ones that sounded cool, and then I asked this dude, you know, who wasn't even a believer, just, you know, a regular cat, and I was like, Sinai. He said, I don't know what that means, but that's your name.
Awesome. So do you sign a lot of autographs now?
You know, sporadically. You know. And then sometimes they ask me for a number.
Really?
You know, but we don't do that.
So of course, you grew up in my neck of the woods. You come from Connecticut.
Yes.
New
sir.
England. You're a New Englander, just like me, of course. Yes. So when did you move here to Atlanta, Georgia?
Right after college. '03. Yes.
Okay. What college did you go to?
I went to Lee University in Cleveland, Tennessee. It's a hole in the wall.
Really? And where'd you grow up? What part of Connecticut?
Bridgeport.
So you went to Bridgeport High School?
Actually, there's a couple of little ghetto schools there. I went to Bassett. That was the worst one.
So what brought you down to here to Atlanta? Of course, the music, right?
Yeah, definitely, you know, and also, you know, my own past, which is related in my music, you know, a young boy following his dad.
So do you miss New England?
Yeah, I do. You know, everyone's more straight up there, fast pace, and I do love that. You know, I love the diversity, of course, you know, the integration of cultures, and of course, you know, the true hip-hop and love for hip-hop music, so... Yeah, I do like a lot of the exposure of the northern lifestyle.
Really? So how often do you visit New England since you moved here to Atlanta?
It's funny. I'm one of those people that, you know, wherever I'm at is where I'm at. So, and I'm focused on what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So I haven't really got to go back much because, you know, I'm here now. So I have to make it my home. So,
exactly.
You know, my old home is a memory.
Exactly. So do you still, do you root for the Falcons or do you root for the Patriots?
You know, still I have to be Patriots.
Awesome, thank you very much. I know you're hurting with Tom Brady, you know, of course, you know, being injured, of course, you know what I'm saying? We're all feeling it, right?
Well, you know, the funny thing is, you know, you're going to love me in one extent, another extent you might hate me, because Connecticut don't have its own team, so we partnered up with it, whether it be New England teams or New York teams, and I ended up falling on the New York team. So I was a Giants, Knicks, Yankees fan.
No. So did you root for the Giants in the Super Bowl last year against the Patriots?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. So baseball team, are you with the Yankees?
Yeah. But, you know, no. I really don't watch sports like I used to.
Right.
So I'm kind of one of those diehard people that don't follow and just sticks to their original teams, whether they suck or not.
So music, of course, is your passion, of course.
Absolutely.
You know, that's when you get a chance to watch a lot of sports, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
So what do you do? What do you do in your spare time?
What I do in my spare time?
Yes.
Work. I'm always artistically working. Everyone's artistic knows that we have to express ourselves.
Sure.
So either I'm seeking God for some wisdom or getting involved in artistic expressions to try to help the world, you know?
So, where have you performed as an artist here in Atlanta?
A lot of small case venues. I think last year we did a venue that was Tony Sports Bar here in Marietta. And we do a lot of those venues. So nothing major. But then again, you know, Land and Land is really major. It's exactly. not made up of venues. So.
Have you got a chance to meet a lot of the celebrities that come from Atlanta, like, you know, for instance, T.I. or Usher?
None of them, but I've met quite a few different, you know, from Young Jeezy to Remy Martin or whoever might be passing by.
Oh, you met Young Jeezy?
Yeah, you know, I meet them on Brush, but, you know, I'm not one of those fans. You know, I kind of do my own artistic lane and I respect what they do, but I'm an artist like that. Artist.
Did you ever get a chance to spit for them, you know, like, you know, rap for them?
No, and, you know, quite honestly, this is where I might be headed again, but, you know, I do what I do. Me and them, we don't speak the same message, you know, so I'm not really, I don't need to rap for them.
So before we get to the song, of course, that was very popular on my last episode number 29, and of course, this episode number 30, so, you know, special 30. Episode 30. Woo! Yes, 30 episodes, of course.
3-0.
Yes, 3-0. And, of course, I'm older than the episode. I'm 31, of course. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 27.
Okay, and what is your message? Like you were saying before, what is your message that you bring on your music?
You know, honestly, it's a journey through my personal life, but I don't remain in that journey of soaking in it. You know, I show you vulnerability, what I've been through, what I'm going through, and how to get out of it. You know, so, you know, my message, though, it might be on the dark end of suffering. You know, it has hope and light to it. You know, I think people need direction. They need to confront themselves in the mirror. You know, only when we make inward changes can we have outward success, you know.
Right, and so tell me about the Poppy song that we played on the last show, She Gotta Be Like.
You know, once again, if you listen to the first and second verse, I'm talking about my first relationship that I was in love with, you know, a woman, you know, and some of the things that we went through and the things that we learned off of it. And so you recognize, once again, life story, pain, struggle, but also there's a hope to it. She Gotta Be Like. By the time we get to the third verse, start explaining, you know, what I've learned, of what I want, what I really need.
All right. Well, here is She Gotta Be Like by Sinai, followed by Tiffany, who I interviewed last time with Higher, and Hollywood Living by Diversity, featuring J Rhythm, Mondo, and Rola. They'll be back with Sinai, of course, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Yep.
Nowadays, like beauty's really skin deep, but in the eyes of the beholder, I see your daughter so deep. The still waters of your soul, I see a picture of us both, a reflection of a child and the family we know. But we kept in our hearts that we said we never part. Those were the words we inscribed in the cards. It was love, it was pure, then it all fell apart. There was you, there was me, I'm the guard, yeah, it hurts. Yet to this day a small fire still burns. I guess I kept the lights on to see if you return. But the truth in the song is the proof why you're gone. Cause the germs of the words you produce festival. And I know that I'm wrong for not forgiving you yet. But it's hard when it took this long to heal, better yet, to live on and move on without a sense of regret. But I do that, then I lose you, and that's forever, but kid. But now we probably wouldn't last. It was laughs, it was cries. I reminisce over times that we fight and make love. Just hold on, yeah, we tried. But each time paid its toll and the tax was too much. We were tired and flat broke. At a point we gave up. And yeah, I know, I admit I was young and immature. You were young and more mature. But we both had to grow. And never can I forget all the things that you showed me. To this day I'm still perplexed at all the things you instilled in me. The old me to help the new me become. See, I guess you could say that you planted the seeds. And life, well, that just came and watered those things. If only you could see what I become. The new man, you probably clap with two hands. Or be mad that we had the me before the rehab. But I think you still.
Something I think I might see on the street. She got. to find with an intelligent mind. Someone incredible, my, are you available? I'm looking for someone like you, someone that's ready to ride. Something like Bonnie and Clyde, trapped up on passenger side. And we can rise to the sunset, sunset. Open your eyes, we ain't done yet, done yet. Are you the one I've been searching my life for? Someone I'll kick, scream, and fight, even die for. And she gotta be the queen of my home. Cooking clean if I need, run the water, come on. Simple things I decree, can you handle me, hun? If you grieve, I believe that you're not that one. Cause all I need in this life is sin. My God, my family, their prayers and my friends. My guardian angel, I thank you, amen. Oh yeah, one more thing, just me and my girlfriend.
baby. We in the building.
Hollywood living, baby.